This is Vermont Edition. I'm Jane Lindholm. We've all been there. You're out in the woods or the fields and nature calls. For about half the population, dealing with that bodily function is usually as simple as unzipping a fly. But for the other half, it's often a lot more complicated. Now, part of that is biological. It's a different proposition for women when it comes to peeing than it is for men, of course. But the other complicating factor is sartorial. Women's pants just aren't designed for easy and surreptitious relief. That's where SheFly Apparel comes in, a new company started by a trio of Middlebury College students that's bringing some much-needed enhancements to women's hiking attire. And here to tell us about it is Georgia Grace Edwards, SheFly co-founder and CEO. Edwards graduated from Middlebury in May, and now, in addition to running this new company, she's in the middle of a Fulbright Fellowship teaching English in the Czech Republic. So she joins us now on the phone from overseas. Georgia, welcome to Vermont Edition.
Hi, Jane. Thanks so much for having me.
Now, for me, in the woods of Vermont or wherever I usually am, peeing outside is kind of a minor annoyance, but it can actually be a real serious matter for women like you who are doing some serious mountaineering. Can you describe the difficulty you faced with this very normal bodily function when you were leading trips as a glacier guide in Alaska?
Sure. So I was working on the Mendenhall Glacier in Juneau, and I was spending anywhere from 8 to 12 hours a day up on the ice, usually as one of only a handful of female guides. And as you said, the guys' flies allowed them to kind of turn around, answer nature's call wherever, get back to work without exposing a lot of skin, while I found myself having to trek across the glacier, hop over crevasses, shield myself behind blocks of ice, take off 3 to 4 layers in sub-zero temperatures, put it all back on after doing my thing, and then walk back to work. And I found that it was a waste of time, it was a waste of energy, and I was always freezing for hours after, to the point where I just started cutting my water consumption by the end of the summer.
And that's a problem. I mean, even if modesty isn't an issue, thinking about cutting your water consumption so that you can not be cold because you have to take off all of your clothes and expose yourself just to pee, I mean, that's a significant safety risk.
Exactly. Not only for the cold, also for privacy, also for safety. Since starting this company, we've received a lot of stories from women who are into rock climbing and have to take off their harness to use the bathroom when they're in the middle of a pitch, when they're on a ledge. And there are women who have been stranded on ledges for periods of time because they didn't have pants that allowed them to use the bathroom that were harness compatible.
So, Georgia, there are a lot of people with this anatomical problem who have been frustrated over the years. But how do you go from feeling this frustration that so many women have experienced to actually designing your own pants to sell that help address this issue?
Well, first of all, I would say that I don't think the problem is our anatomy. I think it's just our clothing. And so when you look to the market at what other solutions are out there, you have FUDs, female urination devices. Some women like them, and they also can work well in conjunction with SheFlies. But the idea that the solution is just replicating the male anatomy to use the bathroom is not something that we think has to be the case.
And right, so because for people who are unfamiliar with this, there are funnels you can buy and things that can allow women to unzip a fly and pee standing up.
Right, exactly. And so after this summer of difficulty, I spent a lot of time thinking about what we could do better to solve this problem. I ended up meeting my co-founder, one of my co-founders, Bianca, through the next summer internship, and also another co-founder, Charlotte, back at Middlebury. And we put our heads together and saw what we could come up with. And what we have now is this layerable line of pants. The first thing is hiking pants, and they feature a zipper that starts at the bottom of where you picture a normal zipper on a pair of pants and reaches all the way back. So women can control the size and location of the space they need to create when entering the bathroom. And we'll be coming out hopefully in the fall with the layers that will work underneath that we'll call long janes and short janes, which will be long underwear and short underwear. So from inside to outside, you're good to go when you use the bathroom outside.
So I've seen pictures of these pants. You have a lot of them up on the web. And, you know, it is, as you said, just a regular fly. But instead of stopping where a regular fly stops, it goes all the way underneath and back around to the back. So you can basically unzip and open a really big area of your hiking pants. And as you said, however much you want to open and unzip to allow yourself to pee the way you want to.
Right.
And what are your early product testers saying about this? Do they go for the subtle fly version, or you also have one where the fly itself, the zipper itself, is a very bright, bold color? So if you want to, you know, move the flap over to expose your fly and let everybody know you're wearing this special kind of pants, you can do so. What are your product testers saying?
Yeah, exactly. We have a mix of both. Some women are really proud that this product finally exists and they want to show it off. They like to use it as a conversation starter. Others prefer to remain discreet. Either way, the zipper is covered by a flap. You can just choose if you want your zipper to be a bright, bold color or not. And I'd say we're about 50-50 with women's preferences right now.
You mentioned that you are working on designing some underwear that could go along in tandem with these pants, because I have to say, you know, unless you solve the underwear problem, it feels like a good step, but kind of incomplete. So there is a plan to create underwear that could also go with this and make this even easier.
Right. And currently there are still two other solutions. The first is that you go commando, which a lot of women do when they hike. Or the second option is that you just simply move your underwear to the side, which women who are used to running outside and hiking outside are used to doing anyway. But because we're bootstrapping ourselves and doing crowdfunding as our first step to kind of get off the ground, we had to prioritize one product first. And so the hiking pants were the priority because you can still use the bathroom as we work and finish up developing our base layers.
And you are working on the other ideas for pants as well, things like that might be different kinds of pants, like snow pants and stuff like that.
Right now we're focusing on the hiking pants, but because we are patent pending for design and utility patents, we hope that we will be able to break into other sectors or license our technology so that other companies can break into those sectors. So whether you are a field scientist doing work outside or an international aid worker or a woman on the front lines of the military, the number of applications for this type of technology are endless if you think about any pair of pants.
And Georgia, you are crowdfunding, so people who want to get their hands on an early version still can. How do they do that?
Yes, if you go to our website, there is a pop-up box, or you can just go to www.ifundwomen.com. SheFly is there on the homepage, and we just surpassed $33,000 as of today.
And is this something you and your co-founders are planning to do full-time? You're on a Fulbright scholarship now, so is this, this going to be your career?
We would love for this to be our career, as my co-founder and I. My Fulbright wraps up at the end of June, and then I'll be back in the U.S. And if we can keep getting investments and crowdfunding, we hope that we can turn this into a full-time job.
That's Georgia Grace Edwards, co-founder and CEO of SheFly Apparel. We have a link at vpr.org. Georgia Grace, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you so much for having us on.